This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Dave Simonette of the Duluth, Minnesota-based Trampled by Turtles says the sextet has reflected and recalibrated its music and is back on the road with a fresh-sounding new album after a recent hiatus. The bluegrass outfit plays the Castle Theater this Tuesday night. GLT's John Norton, a Duluth native himself, caught up with Simonette via Skype to talk about the hiatus, their unlikely northern Minnesota launching point. I also talked about Simonette's passion for collecting and playing vinyl.
Yeah, that's true.
How much of a fan are you?
Well, it's a problem.
All the proceeds from the record sales go directly to the vinyl store.
Go to record sales, yeah.
Well, we've got three really good vinyl stores in town. When you're here on Tuesday, you should definitely check it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty common thing for me to do on our downtime during the day, for sure.
Where did the vinyl fetish come from?
I don't really know. I mean, I grew up with it in my house, but, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I guess that was just the way my parents listened to music. I remember when I was living in Duluth, God, this must have been, you know, maybe like the year 2000 or 2001. There was this enormous old funky vinyl and bookstore downtown, which has since closed. It was called Carlson's. It was probably 3,000 square feet of just unorganized bins a vinyl and then a bookstore, which is equally as large. So I, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, and it was kind of a good way to, you could find, you know, I'd find 10 records for $12 or something, and I would just go in there and explore. And so that was probably what started it then.
Felt like you were in heaven, probably.
Yeah, it's kind of a good place to lose the time of day, you know.
Talking with Dave Simonette of Trampled by Turtles. The band itself formed in Duluth, Minnesota. You said you're from Mankato, but it formed in Duluth. Not exactly a hotbed of bluegrass music, right?
No, no, especially at the time. I'd say there's probably quite a bit more there now, but, you know, when we started playing 2003, it was more of an exploratory endeavor. You know, most of us were playing in rock bands in town and wanted to do kind of an acoustic thing on the side. And our mandolin player, Eric, had recently got a mandolin and had kind of started to explore bluegrass and folk music, and at the time I hadn't heard any of that stuff, so it was more like reaching out and trying to learn in a new area. I was singing like a stone in Red Wing, Minnesota, and a bar called Kelly's right next to the train. It shakes the walls and you have to stop talking. It's never much different, but it's never the same.
Listening to music by Trampled by Turtles, Life is Good on the Open Road is the brand new album they put out this year. Since you guys did develop in northern Minnesota, not in the hotbeds of bluegrass like the Carolinas or Tennessee or maybe Virginia, did you feel that you weren't confined to playing bluegrass a certain way?
Yeah, we've always felt that way. I feel like that's probably a self-imposed thing if anybody does feel that way about their own music, but you know, like what you're saying, we didn't really have anything to go off of. So we just kind of, you know, we listened to this music and had similar instrumentation, but then, you know, we decided that we'd kind of like to try to write our own music or our own songs in that world a little bit. But yeah, definitely no rules involved. I don't want to try to pretend to be something I'm not, you know, or the band to pretend to be something we're not. And, you know, we're not from Appalachia. We didn't grow up in a coal mine, so we might play those instruments, but hopefully the songs kind of reflect more about where we're from.
Is Charlie Parr a buddy of your guys now?
Oh, yeah, he's an old friend.
Yeah, because he moved up from, what, Austin, Minnesota to Duluth? And he's based out of there now.
Yeah, Austin to Minneapolis for a while, and then he's been in Duluth ever since. It's a cool place to be in a band and to be an artist in general, I think. Duluth is right on Lake Superior for those that haven't been there. It's right on Lake Superior, so it's kind of starkly beautiful. And it's fairly inexpensive, and there's a great art and music community there. It's a pretty wonderful place to be.